Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The number of people killed in a Taliban bomb attack in the Afghan capital Kabul has risen to 95. A further 158 others were injured. The Red Cross in Afghanistan has condemned the use of an ambulance to carry out an attack, saying it could be illegal under international humanitarian law. Our South Asia editor Jill McGivering reports.
The ambulance, packed with explosives, blew up close to a fortified area of the city, near a hospital, but also offices used by the government, security forces and foreign missions. The street was crowded and most of the dead were local civilians. It's the Taliban's second major attack in Kabul in a week. The current surge in violence comes as the US increases its support for Afghan forces, including more airstrikes on militant targets, and amid government claims that it's finally winning the war against the Taliban and other militant groups.
The multi-billionaire Prince Al-Walid bin Talal is the latest high-profile figure to be released in Saudi Arabia after a major anti-corruption drive was launched in November. He's reported to have been freed this morning from detention in a luxury hotel in Riyadh. With more details, here's our Middle East analyst Sebastian Usher.
In hard cash terms, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal has been the biggest catch of all in the Saudi purge. With an extraordinary array of business interests across the world, he's estimated to be worth some $17 billion. He denied any charges had been made against him and expressed his total support for the efforts by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman towards a new Saudi Arabia. He vehemently dismissed a report that he'd been asked to hand over $6 billion as the price of his release, as well as rumours that he'd been tortured.
The military in Mali says at least 14 soldiers have been killed in an attack in the north of the country. Nearly 20 others were injured when suspected Islamist militants overran a military base at Soumpi, 100 kilometres southwest of Timbuktu. Islamist attacks have increased in recent months. Earlier this week, 26 civilians were killed when their vehicle hit a landmine in central Mali. World News from the BBC.